So Mary's Church is the big, tall, sandstony coloured one, which is next to St Alkmund's Way. You'll be able to hear the traffic going past. This is where the funerals will take place. And the details for this funeral have only just emerged. The bodies of 10-year-old Jade and her brothers, 13-year-old Dwayne, 9-year-old John, 8-year-old Jack, 6-year-old Jesse and 5-year-old Jaden have now been released by the coroner. The funeral will take place a week on Friday at 11 o'clock at this church in Derby. The service will be led by Canon Alan Burbage. We've heard quite a lot from him over the past few weeks. The family are Catholic, so they'll also have a full Requiem Mass. But it'll be a family occasion, and the service will be followed by the burials of the children at Nottingham Road Cemetery.
And Victoria, the parents of the children aren't attending.
Yes, that's right. 55-year-old Mick Philpott and his 31-year-old wife, Mairead, have been remanded in custody, charged with 6 counts of murder. They're due to reappear at Nottingham Crown Court next Monday. The prison service has turned down an application from the parents to attend. They say this is due to security issues. Now, you may remember at their recent court appearances, there were several outbursts from the public gallery.
And this, obviously, a massive story. And in that respect, are many people expected at the funeral?
Well, initially after the deaths, we were told the funerals would be held at Derby Cathedral because there were so many people who wanted to attend that they needed the space and it was going to be quite a public affair. That seems to have been scaled back a bit now and the funeral is being hailed as a very family-orientated occasion. Local people have raised more than £11,000 toward the cost of the children's funerals and headstones. It's not clear if that money will be used or not yet. On a Facebook site called Thoughts and Prayers for Mick Philpott's Children, a family friend has pleaded with people to let the family have some privacy and to let them mourn in peace in a dignified way. But the friend also thanked people again for all that fundraising they've been doing.